大概礼拜我们思想了耶稣基督升天。
Last week we spoke about the ascension of Christ.
这是唯一宗教提到救主是从天上来，又回到天上去。
We are the only faith that tells us that the Savior came from heaven and returns back to heaven.
约翰福音第十六章二十八节，主耶稣说
，John chapter 16 verse 28, the Lord Jesus said,
我从父出来到了世界。
I came from the Father to the world.
我又离开世界往父那里去。
And I will leave the world to return to the Father.
约翰第三章告诉我们
，John chapter 3 says,
从天降下仍旧在天的人子。
The one that came from heaven and who still stays in heaven, the Son of Man.
约翰第八章主耶稣说
，The Gospel of John chapter 8, Jesus said,
你们说看见人子回到他原来的地方。又如何呢
？What would you do if you see the Son of Man returning back to where he came from？
耶稣基督又对大祭司说
，Jesus also said to the high priest，
有一天你要看见人子驾着云，与众圣者从天上再来。
And one day you will see the Son of Man coming from heaven upon a cloud with the rest of the sons of God。
这些话是所有的宗教家从来没有讲过的。
These are words that no religious leaders have spoken of。
因为宗教家。宗教创办人都是在罪人平等地位中间冒出一个对罪人盼望可以有道路使人解脱罪恶的这种宗教思想。
A founder of a religion are often a person who try to find a way returning back to God.
唯有基督很清楚地显示出来，他不是从罪人的层次向上，而是从神的宝座那边向下的救主。
Only Jesus Christ revealed clearly that he was not like a sinner trying to reach God, but he came from the throne of God.
源于天上的救主。
This Savior originally was from heaven.
回到天上的宝座。
And he returned back to the throne in heaven.
在天上差遣圣灵到世界上来。
He sent the Holy Spirit from heaven.
有使我们与圣灵一同被提到最高的地方。
That together with the Holy Spirit, we will all be lifted to the highest.
然后我们要与主同在直到永远。
And we will be with the Lord till eternity.
这些教训是整个完整的，是贯彻始终、前后一致的一个天衣无缝的教训。
And these teachings are consistent and comprehensive from beginning to the end.
所以每一件历史事件
，every historical fact，
都连成一条线
，joins together to form a straight line，
使整个信仰被织成。一个天衣无缝，没有办法破裂，也没有办法支离破碎，在那个完整的信仰。
And our faith becomes something that is complete and perfect and not fragmentary.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣对门徒说：“我若不去，圣灵就不降到你们中间来。”
Jesus Christ told the disciples, "If I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come."
我去也是对你们有益处。
I go for your sake.
那另外一位保惠师必降临。在你们中间与你们同在直到永永远远。
And the Comforter will come to be with you to all eternity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个保惠师 Paracletos
And this counselor Paracletos
在旁边引导你，
他对你 He's a person that will guide
you, 扶持你
comfort you,
关照你
and enlighten you,
训诲你
and to teach you.
这是基督徒的特权。
This is the privilege of a Christian.
基督升天以后
after the ascension,
接下来就是圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵降临是第三个位格，遵循第一个位格所预备，第二个位格所成全的救赎延续的后继之功。
The coming of the Holy Spirit is the third person of the triune God in obedience to the first person of God, sending the salvation accomplished by the second personhood of God.
圣父在永恒中间为我们预备了救恩。
God the Father prepared salvation in eternity for us.
甚至在历史中间为我们成全了救恩。
And the Son in history accomplished this salvation.
圣灵在每个时代中间光照、感动、重生、引导那些蒙拣选。归入天国的人。
And in every generation, the Holy Spirit will inspire, will move, will guide those who have been elected into the kingdom of God.
这样圣徒从来没有一个时刻是孤单的。
And so a saint has never been alone ever.
当我们最孤单的时候，是圣灵在我们里面与我们同住，我们的主与我们同在，我们的父在天上照顾我们。
When we think that we are at the most lonely point of our life, the Holy Spirit actually is with us and God the Father will take care of us.
看啊，做一个基督徒的特权何等的大。
Behold the great privilege of a Christian.
有一个堕落犯罪以后的人的灵常常昏迷，所以圣灵，神圣的永恒的灵 就在我们身边扶持我们，使我们不跌倒。
The spirit of a sinful person is always confused and in a daze, and that's why the Holy Spirit will come and guide us.
前几年我已经跟他们谈，跟你们谈了，为什么赐下圣灵。
I have already mentioned to you why the Holy Spirit came.
今天我们特别提到圣灵与圣徒的感情的问题。
And today we want to place emphasis on the relationship between the Holy Spirit and the saints.
传统的圣灵论是从理性去发挥，去认识圣经所讲的圣灵的教义。
Typically, we want to understand the Holy Spirit with our reason.
所以结果把基督教的信仰变成冷冰冰的一种信条式的知识来看待。
In the end, the faith becomes cold because it becomes doctrinal.
但我们从圣经看到另外一个方面是系统神学，传统历史信仰教条中间比较忽略的事情。
But in the Bible, we see something that systematic theology has ignored.
圣灵是动性的灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit is a dynamic spirit.
圣灵是有蛮有动力的灵。
He is a spirit with dynamism.
圣灵是感动人的上帝。
He is a spirit, the God that inspires men.
圣灵在人的生命中间点起神圣火花的神。
He is a God that sparks our life.
圣灵把我们的感情圣化到像神的形象一样。
The Holy Spirit enables our emotions to be sanctified like God.
一个圣徒在地位上成圣之后
，When a saint becomes sanctified，
他需要真理认识的进化。
He needs to be purified by the understanding of the truth。
Sanctification of human reasoning，
他的理性需要给真理圣化。
在我们的理性中间，需要把许多的杂质除掉。
In other words, a lot of dross in our reason that we need to get rid of。
当我们吸收各样的知识、许多的主义、许多的意识形态的时候，就把人的思想跟上帝的道混杂在一起，充满了我们的头脑。
In the process of our life, we mix together the teachings of men together with the teaching of God.
圣经告诉我们，上帝的道是炼净的。
But the Bible tells us that the word of God is like a mirror.
如同银子炼过七次。
It is like a silver that has been tried 7 times.
是圣洁的。
It is pure.
所以圣经是上帝的道，是至圣的真道。
The Bible tells us that the Word of God is the holiest word.
可是我们今天看见许多基督徒说明白了上帝的真理，圣经的道是混杂在一起，无所不有，什么不同来路的掺杂的东西都混淆在其中。
Unhappily, many Christians understand the Word of God together with many different teachings of the world.
我相信一个人受真理光照到一个纯净的地步的时候
，I believe that when a person is enlightened by the truth into purity,
你就很清楚的深思明辨
，He will be able to tell the difference.
你可很容易的明察秋毫
，It will be easy for him to segregate the falsehood.
你可分出来哪些教训是出于人，哪些教训是出于神
，And you will be able to tell teachings from men from teachings from God.
当你们受过这些训练以后
，After you have been trained，
你们在听那些乱讲道的人
，And then you listen to sermons from some people，
你可从其中看出那些成分是不洁净的。
You will be able to see impurities in many of the sermons。
那些理论是经不起考验的。
And some theories that cannot stand the testing of time。
那些杂质不是从圣经而来的。
And the impurities that did not come from the Bible。
那些词句与圣经的总原则是相违背的。
And sentences that are against the principles of the Bible.
这样你的思想就在真理的进化之下，慢慢越来越纯洁，慢慢越来越成圣。
And your thinking process would have been purified and made holy by the Holy Spirit.
我从小听见，我们要成圣，我们要成圣，我们要成为圣徒，都是从地位这方面好好去发挥，很少在理智、情感、意志方面分析透彻、仔细的思想。
When I was young, I keep listening to people saying that I need to be sanctified, but only from status, but not from the reason or emotion.
我们是圣徒吗？
Are we saints?
是。
Yes, we are.
我们耶稣的宝血，我们的罪洗净，我们的良心归向上帝，我们已经成为圣徒了。
We are saints because we have been cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
按地位而论，我们不再属于黑暗，不在罪恶中间，我们已经分别为圣，归向上帝。
So status wise, we are no longer belongs to the darkness. We have been set aside for God.
但是从位跟没层次的位份同这个状态来说
，But as with regard to our position and our state of being,
我们理智的层次接近了吗？
Are our reason purified?
我们的感情的层次接近了吗？
Our emotions purified?
我们的意志的层次接近了吗？
Our will purified?
前几个月我在讲卡巴，用差不多三个月的时间讲感情圣化的整套的真理。
The past few months, I spent almost 3 months in Jakarta talking about how we purify our emotions.
我们应当有圣洁的悲哀。
We need to be saved with holiness.
我们应当圣洁的喜乐。
We need to have holy joy.
我们的圣洁的妒忌。
We need to have holy jealousy.
我们的圣洁的后悔。
We need to have holy resolve.
我们的圣洁的作记。
We need to have holy work.
我们的圣洁的科目。
We need to have holy envy.
我们的圣洁的感情的冲动。
We need to have holy emotion.
这些的圣洁在我们的感情中间的本质。
All this holiness within our emotions.
是我们真正表现我们是圣徒一个很重要的层次。
Would be the true representations of us as saints.
除此之外，我们还有圣洁的意志。
There is also holy will.
我决定这么做。
I have decided to do
this. 无论如何，我不折不挠。
I am determined.
什么东西不能改变了我
？Nothing will change my mind.
就是意志是不是圣洁
？Is this will holy?
我们的自由是不是在神永恒的旨意中间定下方向
？Is our freedom within the holy will of God?
我们的选择因为圣灵的成分在里面参与有份。
Our choices influenced by the Holy Spirit.
这是意志的成圣。
These are the purification of our will.
如果说理智、情感、意志是构成一个人位格的三大元素。
If we say that the reason, the emotion, and the will are three important elements.
那如果我们说我们是一个有位格的人。
If we say that we are a person with a status.
我们的理性不圣洁可以吗？
Is it possible to have an impure reason?
我们的感情不圣洁可以吗？
Is it possible to have an impure emotion?
我们的意志不圣洁可以吗？
Is it acceptable to have impure will?
你说我圣徒是圣徒，不，这些都不圣洁。你不是圣徒，你是糊涂。
You may suggest that as a saint, I am a saint, but all these are segregated.
所以我们需要谈到感情的圣化的问题。
And therefore, we need to talk about having pure emotions.
那既然我不从细节去讨论怎样的层次，圣灵怎么样圣化我们的感情
？I will not talk in about the details of how the Holy Spirit will purify our emotions.
圣灵是充满感情的灵。
The Bible tells us the Holy Spirit is a spirit of emotion.
我们许多时候把圣灵讲成冷冰冰的一个位格。
Many a times we treat the Holy Spirit as if he is just a cold person.
而圣经所提到的圣灵不是如此。
But this is not what the Bible says.
圣灵是焚烧的灵。
The Bible says he is a fervent spirit.
圣灵是火热的神。
A God that is burning.
耶和华的热心必成全这个事情。
The fervency of Jehovah God will accomplish this.
圣灵是使人火的侍奉主的灵。
The Spirit is a spirit that makes us fervent for the Lord.
圣灵为担忧的灵。
He is a spirit that can be grieved.
圣灵是用如火一样能焚烧人心灵的灵。
Like fire, he burns our hearts.
所以呢，在帖撒罗尼迦第五章告诉我们。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 says.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not distinguish the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
以弗所四章三十节告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says.
你们不要使上帝的圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Spirit of God.
罗马书九章第一节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 9 verse 1.
我在基督里所说话，我不谎言，我的良心被圣灵感动，使我知道，我应当为过路之亲，被基督隔离受咒诅，也应该我要传福音给他们。
My conscience is clear before the Lord because the Holy Spirit inspired me that even though I suffer, I will preach the gospel.
这样我们看见了圣徒里面有一份的感情与圣灵的工作是有关系的。
And so we see emotions within the saint that is related to the work of the Holy Spirit.
保罗说你不要消灭圣灵的感情。
The Apostle Paul says, do not extinguish the moving of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在什么地方，他用怎样的身份对我们发动怎样的感情的感动。
How would the Holy Spirit move us emotionally?
罗马书第八章第九节告诉我们，人若没有基督的灵，这个人就不是属基督的。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9 tells us that if we do not have the Spirit of Christ, we do not belong to Him.
当你得救重生的时候，圣灵就住在你的里面。
When you are saved and regenerated, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
耶稣基督说，圣灵与你们同在，是直到永永 永远。
Jesus Christ said the Holy Spirit will be with you till all eternity.
当基督道成肉身的时候
，When Jesus came in the flesh，
他是离开天上的宝座到地上33年半的时间。
He left the throne in heaven and came with, to be with us for 33 years.
33年半有死而复活，40天降临显现，就升天。到父的面前。
After his resurrection, he ascended after 40 days being with us.
有圣灵就被降下来，与圣徒同在，从来没有回去。
And then the Holy Spirit came to be with the saints, and he never returned.
直到有一天基督再来的时候，这些被圣灵重生的人，被圣灵印证的人，要背提与主在空中相会。
And one day when Jesus come again, all the saints that have been affirmed by the Holy Spirit will be lifted to meet God in mid-air.
我们要爱圣灵，因为他这样为我们离开天上的宝座，像基督道成肉身一样。耶稣就是33年又过去，上帝、圣灵永远没有回去。
We need to love the Holy Spirit because like Jesus Christ, He came to be with us, but He has never left us.
像圣父在基督里，借着圣灵与我们同在。
God the Father in Jesus Christ are with us through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们心中。
The Holy Spirit lives within our hearts.
使我们成为上帝的殿。
That we become the temple of God.
使我们构成一个活色的灵宫。
That we become a spiritual temple.
这殿就是你们。
You are the temple.
使我们比所有的哲学、所有的宗教所了解的更伟大、更高超的一个地步。
We understand much more than all faith or philosophies.
岂不知你们的身体是上帝居住的地方？
Do you not know that your body is the temple of God?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
你们用你的身子荣耀上帝，因为你们是重价买赎回来的。
So you are to glorify God in your body because you have been purchased with a heavy price.
这位圣灵住在我们里面。
This Holy Spirit lives within us.
他是个充满感性的功用的一位灵。
He is a spirit with great emotions.
所以他有时候会把火点在我们里面。
Sometimes he will light a fire within us.
使我们有生命的火热。
That our life will be fervent.
使我们有侍奉的功能。
That we will be able to serve with fervency.
使我们充满温情。
That we will be warm.
使我们有生命的火、生命的热气、生命的能力来侍奉上帝。
There will be a warmth of our life and the power of our life to serve God.
保罗说：“你不可消灭圣灵的感动。”
The Apostle Paul says, "Do not put down the inspiration of the Holy Spirit."
什么叫做消灭圣灵，或者消灭圣灵的感动？
What does it mean to this extinguish the moving of the Holy Spirit?
当灵火在我们里面焚烧的时候，
When the spiritual fire burns within us,
不要扑灭它的意思。
Do not extinguish it.
你不要把水浇在火的上面的意思。
Do not just pour cold water on it.
Do not quench the Holy Spirit.
And do not quench it.
你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
主的灵有时候很微声地对我们说。
Sometimes the Spirit of God will whisper to us.
帮助一个人吧。
Help someone.
你送一些钱给那个人吧。
Maybe give him some money.
你来支持这个工作吧。
And support this ministry.
你到那个地方去传福音吧。
Preach the gospel at that place.
你放下你的工作，做一个传道人吧。
Leave your job and be a preacher.
你写下一些伟大的诗歌侍奉我吧。
Compose some hymns for me.
你参与探访的工作吧。
Participate in visitation.
你教导这些孩子从小明白真理。
Teach these children the truth of God.
这些的感动会常常在圣徒的心中产生出来。
All this prompting of the Holy Spirit comes within the heart of a saint.
所以当一个圣徒有敏感敬畏上帝的心的时候，
When a saint has a heart that is sensitive and in awe of God,
很容易听见这些的声音，发现这样的感动。
He will be able to listen to all this and hear it.
问题是当这些感动产生了以后，
The problem is that when we are moved by this,
你怎样回应它？
How do you respond to this?
我再一次对你说，人的尊贵在神面前，因为他懂得向神回应。
I say this to you once again, the honor of man comes from our response to God.
原来上帝是创造一种能向他回应的货物在这个地上。
God has only created one creature that can respond to him.
就是人的生命。
And that is a human being.
所以 man is the only creature to react to God.
人是唯一能够回应上帝的活物。
What do you react? What do you respond to God will determine your destiny forever and evermore.
你对上帝的反应就会决定你永远的命运。
我们不能接受心理学所告诉我们。
We cannot accept what the psychology says.
我不能接受那些理性主义所告诉我们。
And we cannot accept what those intellectuals
say. 他们说 man is what he thinks.
They say that human being is a result of our thought.
他们说 man is what he reacts. Man is what he feels.
人所想的、所感受的，他就是这样子。
圣经告诉 man is what he reacts before God.
但是圣经说，人在上帝面前的反应就决定他是怎么样一个人。
你对神的回应是什么
？How do you respond to God？
你永恒的命运就从那里决定。
And you will see your eternal destiny there。
我相信，单单这句话，你千万本书里面找不到。
I believe that you can't even find this quotation in many, many books。
你对神要负责任。
You need to be responsible to God。
被造是为了活在上帝的面前，回答他，他对你的挑战。
You were created to respond back to the challenges of God.
当圣灵放在我们心中的时候
，When the Holy Spirit comes into our lives,
我们应当敏感觉察到他对我们讲什么话，对我们发什么光，对我们赐下怎样的感动跟引导。
We need to be sensitive to the words He said to us, the enlightenment He gives to us, and His guidance.
当圣灵感动你的时候
，When the Holy Spirit moves you,
他们参加退休会
，to participate in a retreat,
参加布道会。
Or a gospel rally,
或者参加团体
or a fellowship,
或者主的崇拜
or the Sunday worship,
就是通过台上一句话
perhaps just a sentence from the pulpit,
就是通过弟兄一个动作
sometimes an action by one of the brethren,
就是通过有一些非常伟大的榜样
sometimes we are a very great example,
圣灵在你心中对你说你应当怎么做
the Holy Spirit will speak to you in your heart telling you to do this,
当这种声音出来的时候
when you hear these voices,
这种感动临到你的时候
When you are inspired in this way,
你的回应怎么样
What is your response?
当你读以西结书的时候
When you look at the book of Ezekiel,
刚刚听见耶和华的话临到我
They heard that the word of God came.
耶和华临到我
The word of God came upon
耶和华的话临到我
The word of God came upon me.
马上听见了
Immediately he heard.
一个非常敏感、注意受教的人
A person that is sensitive and is teachable.
他会句句不断，很重。很轻松的听见神感动他的话
will be able to hear the word of inspiration from God easily
一个继续不断推却继续不断压制继续不断消灭圣灵感动的人
a person that continually reject and suppress the word of God
越来越少机会听见神要他做什么
will get less and less opportunity to hear the word of God
从另外一个角度来说
When we look at it from another angle,
那些自以为心灵自己的感动就是圣灵说话的人，你要特别提防他。
You need to be careful with people who think that they are always inspired by the Holy Spirit when they are inspired by themselves.
因为有些人把自己的意愿当作就是上帝对他讲话的声音。
Some people treat their own will as the voice of God.
产生了另外一个极端，另外一个危险在里面。
And because of that, we have another extreme, another danger point.
所以我们求主用上帝已经启示的话作为基础，使我们从其中建立一个受教、敬畏、顺服的心智。
May the Lord help us to use His word as the foundation that we will have a sense of reverence towards Him.
因为不把上帝已经启示的话当作基础，去多多追求特别的原理的人，是很可能给魔鬼留地步的。
If you do not treat the word of God as the foundation and you seek after many gifts, you may be falling into the trap of the Satan.
就是已经启示的话语。
These are words that are already revealed.
圣灵的圣经中间所告诉我们的话语。
What the Holy Spirit has said to us in the word of God.
我们得到的亮光，我们得到的感动，就成了一个属灵的火，燃烧在我们生命的深处，成为我们侍奉，成为我们行为，成为我们信仰的动力。
The enlightenment we get from the word of God will become a spiritual fire that becomes the source of our power in our ministry.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当圣灵有感动的时候
When the Holy Spirit moves us,
你不要消灭它。
Do not put it out.
你说怎么样叫做消灭圣灵感动？
What does it mean to quench the fire of the Holy Spirit?
这两种是圣徒对圣灵可能犯的罪恶。
These are two types of sins that the saint can have.
当非基督徒得罪圣灵的时候
When a non-believer sin against the Holy Spirit,
藐视圣灵
they may have despised the Holy Spirit,
抗拒圣灵
and rejected the Holy Spirit,
亵渎圣灵
and blasphemed against the Holy Spirit.
基督徒对圣灵可能犯的错是什么呢
What about Christians?
消灭圣灵
We put out the fire of the Holy Spirit.
使圣灵担忧
and grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们可能不可能得罪圣灵呢？
Is it possible for us to sin against the Holy Spirit? Possible.
所以保罗说你不可叫上帝的灵担。
The Apostle Paul says, do not grieve the Spirit of God.
保罗说你不可消灭圣灵的感动。
And do not put out the fire of the Holy Spirit.
这表示我们可能得罪圣灵的。
It means it's possible for us to sin against the Holy Spirit.
那么你说耶稣不是讲过得罪圣灵的罪就永远不得赦免，这就怎么解释呢？
But Jesus Christ said that those who sin against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
那是不得赦免的一种得罪。
This is a sin that cannot be forgiven.
也就是抗拒圣灵把救赎的恩典施行在你身上的那个 reaction。
This refers to the reaction when we reject the salvation of the Holy Spirit.
圣父预备救恩。
God the Father prepared salvation.
圣子成全救恩。
God the Son accomplishes salvation.
只有圣灵是施行救恩的上帝。
But God the Holy Spirit gives us salvation.
你把救赎施行在你身上的机会抗拒掉的时候，你有还有机会得到救赎吗？
When you reject this salvation, surely you will not be saved.
所以真正亵渎圣灵的意义，就是有生之年到最后拒绝圣灵所施行的赦罪之恩，这个叫做亵渎圣灵。
Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit refers to this rejection of the Holy Spirit's salvation till the end of your life.
今天我不会很详细分析这一条讲下去。
I will not analyze this in detail.
那是另外一个专题。
That's another topic altogether.
所以当圣灵拒不断感动你，你不要消灭它。如果到最后你还肯接受他在你心中的感动，把救赎同赦罪的恩典施行出来的，你的罪的赦免，你的灵魂的拯救。
And if you do not quench the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and in the end you accept His salvation, your soul will be saved.
那我们怎么样消灭圣灵的感动呢？
How do we put out the inspiration of the Holy Spirit?
我们把圣灵的感动当作平常。
The first thing is that we treat it as a normal thing.
要把圣灵感动我们的机会当作玩耍。
We think this opportunity to be very plain.
这是很危险的事。
This is something dangerous.
我小的时候家里有个闹钟，和别的闹钟不一样的，它会闹五次，每半分钟一次。
When I was young, I had an alarm clock that was unique. It would ring every 30 seconds.
所以你每次没有醒来，它再闹一次。再没有醒来，他再弄一次，弄到你醒来，至少五次才结束。
It will ring for about five cycles before.
哇，我很喜欢这个闹钟。
I love this alarm clock.
因为它有五重责任。
It has fivefold responsibility.
五次迎勤。
Five times you work hard.
闹五次，闹到你醒。
You will have alarm for five times.
结果呢，我才发现，就是这个闹钟使我常常不能醒。
But I later discovered this alarm clock make it difficult for me to wake up.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
每次的 cling， 我心里不要紧，还有。
Every time it ring, I say, well, there's another four times.
我的 cling， 可能到第五次 cling， 我说一定还有。
But the fifth time, I would think that there is another ring.
因为这个闹钟是我常常不能醒。
This alarm clock caused me to always be late.
所以我把这个闹钟放在橱子，甚至呢把它压在里面不看它。
In the end, I kept this alarm clock far away.
我换一个只闹一次的钟，我一定醒的。
I change it to an alarm clock that will ring only once and you will wake me up.
从此以后没机会了。
Because only once it will ring.
当我有孩子的时候。
When I had children.
我说我的孩子来。
I asked my children to come.
只要他听一次。
I want them to listen to my command once.
我不要重复。来，听见没有？已经对你说来呀，来呀，来。我不会重复。
I will never repeat my order to them.
当四周围的朋友帮助我，哎，你听见没有？爸爸叫你，叫你去，去啊，去啊！我讨厌死了。
I don't like my friends to tell my children that the father is calling them.
我问他说几次了
？I will ask my child how many times.
爸爸叫你已经一次了。
I have called you once.
你也不来吗
？Are you not coming?
现在我告诉你，我喊到三你就到这里。
I will count to three. I want you here.
一
，one。
哦、oh, ，他就跑了。
And then they immediately run.
三个就刚好到了。
On three, they will.
为什么只叫一次呢
？Why do I just call them once？
如果两次、三次，他就现在不必听，慢慢再听，养成这个习惯的人，永远没有受教。
If I repeat my order, they would have a habit of always wanting many nagging.
我说我的孩子不可以下午再有老师来给你补习。
I said that my children will not have tuition.
人家问为什么唐牧师你用这种制度呢？
People ask me why is this the case?
凡事上课不注意听，下午再有老师来补习，他养成每次不注意听。
I think that if a child has tuition, they will have a habit of not listening in class.
不注意听就是不懂。
And they won't learn.
一次不懂不会就是留级。
If they don't learn, they should stay back.
这样他就每次每时每刻注意听。
Because of that, they had to pay careful attention in class.
我个人是养成这个习惯。
Personally, I have this habit.
跟人讲话，有一句听不清楚，我马上问什么，请你再讲。
If I had a conversation with a person, I want to clarify my thoughts immediately.
我讲清，听一次听明白，听一次就去洗。
I have this habit of listening only once and understanding immediately.
这种一次就遵循的人，进步的速度是无限的。
These people who have instantaneous understanding can improve very fast.
有的人跟他讲，他说下一次再更懂，慢慢进步，到死都不进步的人大有人在。
There are so many people who are listened over and over again and never improve themselves.
保罗用一句话描写这种人。
The Apostle Paul used some words to describe this.
有一些人终究学道却不明白。
He said that some people learn all their life without understanding.
为什么呢？
Why?
怎么闹都闹不醒？为什么？
Why is it that I cannot be awakened by the alarm clock?
因为他的闹钟太好了，一闹五十次。
Because this alarm clock can ring 50 times.
永远不醒过来。
And so I will not wake up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵在你心中工作。
When the Holy Spirit moves in your heart,
感动你，
and inspire you,
你不要消灭他。
Do not put out his fire.
消灭他一次。
You put it out once.
消灭他两次。
Twice.
消灭他三次。
Three times.
到最后，
in the end,
圣灵不再对你讲话。
The Holy Spirit will not speak to you again. You cannot hear him anyway.
So do not quench the Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the Spirit.
有一些人习惯了消灭圣灵的感动。
Some of us are so used to quenching the Holy Spirit.
他们的生命也没有受到什么责罚，没有受到什么亏损。
It seems that there is no punishment and no loss in their lives.
他们比别人更相信上帝是长久忍耐，不轻易发怒。
And they will believe that God is long-suffering and slow to anger.
他们永远没有办法在灵性上继续进步。
Because of that, they will not improve spiritually.
你的教会看见一个很奇怪的现象，有些人刚刚信主一年突飞猛进，有的人几十年原在停在原来的步伐上。
In church, you can observe that some new believers grow spiritually immediately, but some people have been there for decades without any improvement.
同样，神学院毕业。
They may have graduated from the same seminary.
有的人做了几年，马上影响一大堆的人；有的人做了几十年，就是每个月拿薪水。
Some people will influence generations of people, whereas others just take a paycheck.
这个不同不是学分的问题。
These differences does not come from academics.
这个不同不是脑力的问题。
Or intelligence.
这个不同是在受教中间继续不断顺从圣灵，没有消灭圣灵感动，一步一步前进，永不退后，永不萎缩的原理。
These differences come from a person that is continually obedient to the Holy Spirit and always moving forward.
我敢对你讲一句话。
I dare to say this to you.
我这一生很不敢消灭圣灵的感动。
In my life, I dare not put out the Spirit's fire.
每次我心里深处有一种特殊的感动的时候。
Every time when I feel I have a special inspiration,
马上尽力把它行出。
Immediately I will put it to work.
当我的体力不够的时候，
when I'm physically weak,
我已经提醒自己，虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
I will remind myself, although I am tired, I still strive.
当我的本能、我的资产、我的时间不够的时候，
when I don't have enough time or resource,
感动还在那里，我是在挤自己，挤自己。I squeeze myself to fulfill the calling of God.
And if the inspiration is still there, I will squeeze myself.
人家个常牧师，你的人生这就是什么？我的 squeezeism.
Some people say, Reverend Tong, what's your philosophy in life? I say squeezeism.
I squeeze my time.
一直在挤。
I squeeze my money.
挤我的时间，挤我的金钱。
I squeeze my talent.
挤我的才干。
I squeeze my energy.
挤我的能力。
I squeeze my physical capability.
挤我这个有形的体力。
I squeeze all the opportunities.
我挤所有的机会。
尽可能在最少的时间、最少的力量、最少的可能性，达到最大的果效。
I try my best to accomplish the greatest task using the smallest energy, smallest resource.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我回头看的时候，
If I look back,
主啊，感谢。
I say, Oh Lord, I give you thanks.
那一年你这样感动我。
That year you have moved me.
我去做了那些工作。
And I have just done your will.
如果现在做做不来了。
If I had tried now, I would not do it.
感谢你。
I give you thanks, O Lord.
那一年你感动我，我就开了那个学校。
That at that particular year you moved me and I started this school.
说我感谢你。
I give you thanks, O Lord.
那一年你感动我，就开始了这归正教会。
That year you moved me, I started this church.
说我感谢你。
Oh Lord, I give you thanks.
三年半你感动我，我就跑五个国家去查经。
Three and a half years ago, you moved me, I went to five cities around the world to preach.
每次神的引导一清楚的时候。
Every time when I'm clear about the guidance of God,
我不是问钱哪里来。
I do not ask where the money comes from.
谁付我的机票？
Or who is going to pay for my plane ticket?
每个礼拜住礼堂钱够不够？
And whether we have enough money for renter.
人喜欢不喜欢？
Whether people like it or not, these are not questions.
次要的事情。
These are secondary.
最重要的事情。
The most important thing.
神的旨意要不要实行？
Is this the will of God?
神的感动会不会再来？
Will God continue to move me?
这个机会失去了以后，谁要负责任？
Who will bear responsibility if I let go this opportunity?
这个机会里面有多少会蒙恩？难道别的东西可以替代吗？
How many people will be blessed through this? Can they be taken over by other things?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
每次神的感动来的时候。
Every time the Spirit moves me.
只有一个特权。
I only have one privilege.
只有一个责任。
One responsibility.
顺从。
To be obedient. 顺从。Obedient.
Do not quench the Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Follow.
要跟。
Be obedient.
要顺服。
Submission.
要顺服于上帝的旨意。
顺服神的引导。
And be submissive to his guidance.
David Livingstone 在非洲传道轰轰烈烈一生以后。
After David Livingstone has preached in Africa for all his life.
有一天他死了。
One day he died.
死了人家要把他的尸体拿去伦敦去埋葬。
They wanted to move his corpse to London for burial.
记得他有一个遗嘱。
But they remember he had a will.
我不要被埋葬在伦敦。
That I will not be.
因为我的心是在非洲。
My heart is in Africa.
我爱非洲人。
I love the Africans.
我用福音传给他们。
I preach to them the gospel.
我拯救他们，与我们一同到天国里。
I want them to come into heaven with us.
如果你们一定要把我埋葬在英国。
If you want to bury me in England.
请你把我的心脏从我的尸体里面把它挖出来。
Please dig my heart out from my body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他们最后听了他的话。
In the end, they listened to him.
当 David Livingstone 的尸体在伦敦埋葬的时候，
When his body was buried in London,
什么事情发生了？
What happened?
在千万人送葬的时候，
Among the thousands who came,
看见一个老人家白发苍苍，胡须苍苍，在这个棺材的旁边一直哭一直哭。
There was an old gentleman with white hair and beard, all wailing over the coffin.
后来有人就问他了，你哭什么？
And people ask him, what are you crying about?
这个 Livingstone 是一个老的男人，宣教士死了，你哭什么？
Why are you crying? This missionary lived a long life.
他的年龄也跟你差不多。
He seems to be the same
age. 你为什么悲哀到这个地步？
Why are you so sad?
他到底是你的谁？
Are you related to this
person? 和你有什么关系？
What is your relationship?
这个老人家不爱讲话，一直哭。
The old gentleman kept crying.
他们在问到底你是他的谁？
And so they ask him, what is your relationship?
后来他讲。
And then he said,
我跟他是老同学。
I am his classmate.
我们少年的时候在一起。
We were together when we were young.
我们一同参加教会。
We were in church together.
我们一同参加青年聚会。
We were in the youth fellowship.
我们一同参加奋兴会退休会。
We went to revival meetings retreat.
有一天我们一同受上帝感动。
And one day we were both moved by God.
圣灵辅导我们做传道。
The Holy Spirit asked us to be the preachers.
他顺服了。
He was obedient.
我不顺服。
I was not.
现在几十年过去了。
Several decades have passed.
我看见他比我先死。
Now I look at him, he has died before me.
我看见他的尸体就要被送去坟墓。
I see that his body is about to be buried.
我看见这里千千万万的送葬。
But I can see thousands of people here.
我心灵里面看见非洲有千千千万万人因他信主。
And in my heart, I know there are thousands in Africa who believe because of him.
这一时刻。
At this moment.
我看见我两手空空。
I see also that I'm
empty-handed. 我什么都没有做到。
I have not accomplished anything.
我那一天从受感动，但我消灭了圣灵的感动。
Although I was moved together with him, I put out the Spirit's fire.
现在转身一边，我已经变成白发苍苍的老人。
And with a twinkling of the eye, I'm now old.
如果我死了，
if I die,
我要怎样见我的主？
How can I answer to my God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这些话，
these words
所讲的事情，
the things that it tells us,
可能就天天发生在你身上。
Perhaps it's happening to you every day.
我们不能说把神的话当作平常。
Many a times we just take God's word for granted.
我做传道46年。
I have been a preacher for 46 years.
我亲眼看见有些人听到听了几百次，一点改变都没有。
I have seen many people listening to sermons hundreds of times without any change in their lives.
我亲眼看见有一些人只听一两次，到整个生命都改变。
I have also witnessed people who changed their entire life with one or two sermons.
为什么？
Why is this the case?
我不知道。
I do not know.
圣灵不做工吗？
Are the Holy, is the Holy Spirit working? It is.
不同人在哪里？
What is the difference?
你有没有消灭圣灵？
The difference is, do you put out the Spirit's fire?
上海社会科学院的一个教授，
A professor in Shanghai.
后来成了交换学者，到哥伦比亚大学研究中国宪政改制。
He went to Columbia University as an exchange student to understand China. After 3 years,
他感觉到西方是因为基督教这个民主才奠定基础。
He believed that the Western society had its foundation based on Christian influence.
决定做基督徒受洗。
And because of that, he decided to be a Christian.
当然，到受洗前四天。
4 days before he was baptized.
他过去的院长就飞到美国东部去。
His dean went to meet him.
一定要他去接飞机。
And wanted him to come to the airport.
从飞机场到这个他们住的地方的时候。
From the airport to their residence.
他的教授对他说，你不可以受洗。
His dean says, you cannot be baptized.
我要安排你在中国做很重要这份政府里面很高级的官员。
I have an important job in the government for you back in China.
他说不。
And he said, no.
我要选择一个真正负责任，有对上帝的这个意志决定的人生的路程。
I want to choose a pathway in life that is responsible to God's will.
他是哲学系毕业的。
He graduated from the Faculty of Philosophy.
他是教哲学的。
He was a person that teaches philosophy.
再去读神学。
And then he studied theology.
他们的人全部不了解，因为他神经已经有病。
And his friends all thought he was crazy.
那你回去北京就教这个神学系的哲学系的神学。
And he said, why don't you just go back to Beijing and teach theology within philosophy?
我要做传道人，我要做牧师。
He said, no, I want to be a preacher, a pastor.
有几年以后，他的太太跑到美国找他。
Few years later, his wife went to America to look for him.
他想这个人一定是几年看不到老婆，神经错乱了。
He thought that maybe this person has gone crazy without his wife.
党的话不听，听上帝的话。党看得见上帝在哪里。
You did not listen to the Communist Party and you listened to an invisible God.
不了解丈夫变成一个怎样的。
And the wife could not understand how this could be so.
两年以后。
Two years later.
他们去参加我在 New Jersey 的一个退休会。
They went to attend a retreat, a gospel camp in New Jersey that I was speaking on.
他的太太就在那一天接受主。
And his wife accepted the Lord then.
我是谁？
Who am I then?
为什么我看见一个这样的人在一两次机会就变得这样，变成信主的人？
How am I able to witness the transformation of this person within just a few meetings?
神常常给我这样的机会。
God has given me this opportunity.
看见当圣灵做工的时候。
To see that when the Holy Spirit works,
有一些不可能的事情变成可能。
Impossible things occur.
相反的，我也看见。
Conversely, I've seen
有许多一天到晚听到的人，什么改变都没有。
Many people who listen to sermons all the time without any transformation.
不同在哪里？
What is the difference?
怎样恢复圣灵？
The difference is how do you treat the fire of the Holy Spirit in your life?
不可消灭圣灵。
The Apostle Paul says, do not put out the Spirit's fire.
圣灵感动一个人的时候。
When the Spirit inspires someone,
不是单单光照你的思想。
It is not just an enlightenment of your thought.
感化你的情感。
He will purify your emotions.
使你过去对真理的怨恨变成对真理的渴慕跟对真理的热爱。
Your hatred towards the truth will be transformed to a love and fervency for it.
你感情应该变了。
Your emotions will change.
你对真理的热爱。
You will love the truth.
你对主的渴慕。
You will thirst after the Lord.
你对圣教会的喜悦。
You will have joy towards the church of God.
你对圣徒的热情。
You have fervency among the saints.
油然升起来。
And all this will come naturally from you.
你把那个圣洁的感情的火点在你心里。
The Holy Spirit will light this pure emotive fire in you.
你会感觉到这就是乐园。
You will find this to be paradise.
这就是遇上天堂天恩的滋味。
This is a foretaste of the joy of heaven.
就感情里面的甘甜将生出来。
And the sweetness of the emotion will come.
就是感情里面的火将燃烧起来。
The fire in the emotion will be lighted.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不可以把圣灵的真理当作一个死的教条，冷冰冰的这样理性接受。
We cannot accept the truth of the Holy Spirit as if it's a cold doctrine.
圣经里面看见被圣灵充满的人是充满喜乐，是感情上很热腾腾，是一个有温情，是一个有真正的爱的表现的。
The Bible tells us that when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he exemplifies in joy, in warmth, in life.
如果有一天你看见一个女子，哇，她的身材面貌漂亮得不得了。
If one day you were to see a woman who is very beautiful,
这是理想中间最完整的人形。
The most ideal physical human being.
这是梦寐都不能求的一个理想的美人。
A beautiful woman that is beyond your dreams.
啊，你看这个做我的太太就很不错了。
And you say, well, it's good if this is my wife.
亲近她的时候，她在睡觉。
And when you get closer to her, she may be sleeping.
你一摸的时候零下5度。
And then when you touch her, she's very cold.
你要不要娶她呢？
Would you marry her?
这个是冷冰冰的美女，但是是一个尸体。
She may be very beautiful, but she is a corpse.
是个死了的人。
A dead person.
零下冰冻的尸体。
A very cold dead body.
请问你要娶这样的人做你太太？
Will you marry a person like that to be your wife?
正统的死神学就是这样。
This is the way Orthodox theology often is.
这些神学没有错误。
This theology may be correct.
都对。
The dimensions are right.
盾牌多美。
The branding is right.
比例都正确。
The proportions is correct.
真是非常动人。
And it is very moving.
可惜动人是动人，你动不了他。
But then it cannot move people.
你cannot move him.
You cannot move her.
他已经死了。
She is dead.
She's not a man, a girl. She's a corpse.
不是一个女人，是一具尸体。
尸体。
A dead person.
我盼望我们不是如此。
I pray that we are not like this.
当我接受归正神学的时候，
When I accept Reform theology,
我相信这是有史以来最靠近圣经、最能理性负责、真正能够前后始终贯彻一个完整的思想体系。
I do believe that this is a thought process that is closest to the truth, consistent from the beginning to the end.
这是伟大的信仰是产生出来的，可以负责任、可以千万代交代的思想体系。
It is a thought system that is responsible to all generation that came about from a great faith.
当我把这个思想架构成了我讲道的基础的时候，
When I use this thought process and system as the foundation of my preaching,
唯独我对主的主啊，
I say to the Lord, O Lord,
使我成为一个归正的讲员，
Help me to be a speaker of Reform theology.
但是我要做一个有热、有生命力、有温情的一个有感情的讲员。
But I want to be a preacher that has warmth, that has the force of life, and has emotions.
再加一个有节制、有心智、有意志、坚强力量和毅力的讲员。
And also a speaker that has determination and perseverance in my life.
这就是我们归正福音运动跟许多福音派不同的地方。跟许多归正派不同的地方。
This is the difference between our Reform Gospel movement and all many other movements.
我岂可以只有思想的交代、教义的正统，我就叫做归正的人吗？
How can I call myself a reformer if I only have academic understanding?
我可以不会成为一个只有热情传福音，但是没有思想架构严谨、归服正统神的启示的传道人吗？
Conversely, how can be a fervent preacher but does not have the correct and orthodox thought system?
我可以成为一个思想非常严谨、冷冰冰，而且有热情，但是结果呢，却是意志不坚定、朝秦暮楚的传道人。
Or can I be a preacher that has the correct understanding, correct fervency, but no determination?
这三样同样配合建立同一性的时候。
When I have unity among these three elements,
我相信这是圣灵要我们过的属灵的生活。
I believe that this is a spiritual life the Holy Spirit wants us to have.
我相信这是圣灵要我们过的侍奉的这个形态。
And this is the attitude we ought to have in our ministry.
保罗说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
The apostle says, do not put out the fire of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动的人。
A person that is inspired by the Spirit.
动性的灵，动力的灵，有动感的灵，有感动人的灵在他的身上。
You will have this dynamic spirit, the dynamism of the spirit that moves him in his heart.
你的侍奉是活的，不是死。
And your ministry will be alive and not dead.
你的侍奉是热的，不是冷的。
It will be warm and not cold.
你的侍奉是充满人性的温情的，不是苛刻冷酷的。
And your ministry will be filled with humane warm and not just cold.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not put out the fire of the Holy Spirit.
保罗又说不要叫上帝的灵担忧。
The Apostle Paul also said, do not grieve the Spirit of God.
这位灵已经住在你里面了。
This Spirit already lives in you.
这位灵爱你到一个地步。
He loves you so much.
时刻观察你的动静。
And moment by moment, he's observing you.
时刻监察你的心肠肺腑。
And searching your heart.
时刻引导你的思想。
And always guiding your thoughts.
使你想起主对你所说的话。
That you will remember the teachings of Jesus Christ.
真正的圣灵不是抹杀理性的。
The true Holy Spirit will not kill the reason.
真正的圣灵是激发思想，是炼净我们的思想，是把我们的理性归回真理的。
But the true Holy Spirit will inspire our reason that it may return back to the truth.
不过不是单如此。
Not only that.
真正的圣灵也使你的心活得起来，圣灵上。
The true Holy Spirit will enable you to be fervent in your ministry.
所以当他看见你有所错失的时候
，When he sees that you have made a mistake，
他不是逼你
，He's not forcing you，
他不是审判你
，or judging you，
他乃是光照你
，He will enlighten you，
他感动你
，and move you，
他使你看清自己的错，让你自己审判自己
，enable you to see。The situation clearly that you will judge yourself.
这是历史上最伟大的教学原理。
This is the greatest teaching methodology.
一个教师在课室面前指手画脚，一直骂学生，从来不会改变学生。
When a teacher is always rebuking the students, he will not change them.
一个伟大的老师能够刺激使学生自己想，发现自己的错误，自己改，这才是伟大的教育。
A great teacher will be able to inspire the students to search themselves and find their own mistakes.
耶稣说，圣灵来了，叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Jesus Christ said the Holy Spirit will come that we will search ourselves for sin, for righteousness, for justice.
当一个人继续不断被人从外面来责备他、指责他、审判他、论断他的，他会变成一个没有自尊心、没有原则、没有骨头的一个无赖汉。
A person that is always rebuked, always scolded upon will be a person with great sense of inferiority.
他越来越自卑。
He will look down on himself.
越来越怀恨。
And will have hatred.
越来越惯性作恶。
And habitually sin.
越来越假冒伪善做给人看。
And be hypocritical.
如果一个人不是人指责，是自己自贬、自己责备自己、自己接近自己、自己检讨自己，他会越来越自尊，越来越过圣洁、荣耀的生活。
But when a person searches himself and rebukes himself, he will be able to lead a pure and holy life.
这是圣灵训导我们的原则。
This is how the Holy Spirit trains us.
圣灵不但住在我们
，Not only does he live within us.
圣灵陪伴在我们旁边。
He is our companion.
这个叫做 Paracletos.
This is Paracletos.
他在你旁边是最亲密的朋友。
He is your closest friend beside you.
困难的时候他安慰你。
He will comfort you in the midst of difficulties.
在你忧伤的时候，他给你喜乐。
When you are sad, he will comfort you.
在你孤单的时候，他陪伴你。
When you are lonely, he is with you.
他经历困难的时候，他扶持你。
And he will hold you up when you fall.
Paracletos.
The word is Paracletos.
圣灵是我们的保惠师。
He is our counselor.
圣灵是我们的安慰者。
And comforter.
圣灵是我们的辅助者。
The one who holds us.
圣灵是我们的引导者。
And guides us.
他保护我们。
He protects us.
他光照我们。
And enlightens us.
Paracletos.
Paracletos.
但是这位圣灵就像母亲一样。
But this Holy Spirit is like a mother.
生了孩子，看这个孩子有所差错的时候，他很难。
He will be grieved when the children went the wrong way.
我有人因为遇到大的患难，生命改变了。
Some people change their life when they meet great disasters.
有的因为宗教的威力，他们行善事。
Some people do good work because of the force of their faith.
但有的人因为圣灵的引导，他们可以升华到一个很完美的地步。
But some people reach perfect, almost reach perfection because of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟患难跟宗教有什么不同？
What is the difference between the Holy Spirit, difficulties, and religion?
圣灵跟遗传跟环境又有什么不同的
？What is the difference between Holy Spirit and genetics and the environment?
遗传是我们得做个性的因子。
Genetics enable us to inherit some things.
环境是我们学习四周的功课。
The environment teaches us about life.
患难是我们从内里面建立架构和骨骼。
But suffering enables us to build character.
宗教使我们的人格受到非常严谨的控制。
Religion controls our very being.
但是只有圣灵引导我们人格的发展，照神的旨意，在最完美的地步里面。
But only the Spirit guides us as we develop our humanity to be like God.
Religion controls the personality. Only the Holy Spirit guides the personality.
只有圣灵能够引导我们的人格。
今天许多人不敢犯罪，因为宗教不许可，不可以。
Many people will not sin because they think their religion forbids it.
因为宗教的不可以才不犯罪的人，很可能是最假冒的善。
But these people may be hypocrites.
但是当圣灵引导你，你说我不是不可以，我不要，因为圣灵引导我，我不需要犯这些罪，我会控制自己。
When the Holy Spirit leads you, you will say, it is not that I cannot, but I will not. I will have self-control.
当一个人以敬畏上帝的心，顺服圣灵，过节制生活的时候，他的道德才是真正的自由，
When a person has self-control as he's obedient to the Holy Spirit in awe of God, he has true freedom.
我17岁的我母亲对我讲这句话。When
I was 17, my mother said,
我知道你是敬畏上帝的人。
I know that you are a person that fear God.
我从今有放心把你放到世界什么地方我都不怕。
I know that I can let you go anywhere in the world. I am not afraid that you will sin against God.
圣灵的果子最后的表现是什么呢?
The last fruit of the Holy Spirit.
节制。
Self-control.
节制的意思是什么?
What does this mean?
你能控制自己。
It means you control yourself.
管理自己。
And rule yourself.
当圣灵有这样的工作，使你达到一个能自己控制自己的时候，真理在你心中是作王。
When you are able to do this by the Holy Spirit, the truth is enthroned in your heart.
没有人没有软弱。
Every one of us have weaknesses.
没有人树立到一个地步没有试探。
Every one of us will meet temptations.
你要引导，接受圣灵的引导，过一个懂得自己控制自己、引导自己的生活。
But you need to accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit to live a life of self-control.
如果我们做违背圣灵引导的事情，怎么办呢？
What happens when we do things that are against the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵会担忧心。
The Holy Spirit will be grieved.
伤心的母亲，她不是审判你，她是在旁边为你哭。
Like a sad mother, he does not judge you, but he weeps for you.
只有这种眼泪会感动你回到上帝面前。
These sort of tears will move you back to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你的丈夫有外遇的时候，
If your husband had an extramarital affair,
你以为跟他大吵大闹， 会把他拉进来吗?
Do you think that you can turn him around by screaming at him?
就让他看见你这么丑陋，那边那么美丽，他更跑掉。
He will run away because he will see you as ugly and the other side as beautiful.
当人犯罪的时候，
When a person sins,
圣灵不是审判你、怪责你、打死你，不是。
The Holy Spirit does not judge you or blame you.
圣灵为你担忧。
The Holy Spirit will grieve for you.
圣灵用他无限的感化力量，把你的感情带到圣洁的地步。
With his infinite ability to move you, he will bring your emotions back to God.
保罗说你不可叫上帝的圣灵担忧。
The Apostle Paul says, do not grieve the Spirit of God.
因为你们原是受了他的印记。
You bear his mark.
受到得赎的日子。
Until the day of redemption.
今天是圣灵降临节。
Today is the day of Pentecost.
我把这两件保罗的吩咐特别分享出来。
I have shared with you these two admonition of Paul.
不要消灭圣灵的担忧。
Do not put out the Spirit's fire.
不要让上帝的圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Spirit of God.
我们原是受他的印记。
We bear his mark.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们圣化、净化的感觉。
That our emotions are sanctified.
是照着圣灵的感动顺服神而结的果子。
And have fruits that come from the Holy Spirit.
求主帮助我们,
May the Lord help us all.
给我们这一生一世,
that for the rest of our lives,
顺从那住在我们里面, 在我们身边, 抚慰我们, 劝勉我们, 安慰我们, 滋润我们, 引导我们的上帝的灵。
That we will be obedient to the Holy Spirit that lives in us and beside us and who guides us and nourishes us and leads us.
直到见我们主的人。
Till the day we meet our God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们站起来。
Let us stand up together.